3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
It's WrestleMania. Shoobop, shoobop. WrestleMania. Shoobop, shoobop. You still don't remember that song?
I was about to say, I still don't remember this whole thing that you're fabricating here, but I'm going to assume it's a thing, and you know what? Because it's the day. Well, we're dropping this, yeah, because we're doing night one and night two, so we're dropping this on Saturday. Saturdays are for the pod, you know?
We're cutting it close. It's not all for, because they literally booked matches this past week, the last week. All SmackDown with Dom and Ray.
For all we know, they could add a match tonight on Raw and Friday on SmackDown, since that's the realm we're going in. But welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are extra large. And I'm joined by my co-host.
You heard it here, folks. Kalo likes his woman's large and in charge. What up, guys? It's BKS. That is the best kept secret, not just in podcasts today, but in all of wrestling today.
Well, I mean, I think that's not a lie, right? Like, yeah. I haven't strayed away from this idea. I want them large and in charge, you know?
I thought you were saying that I was the best kept secret in wrestling today. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, I don't see, because I've been right so far. Every time I call, besides, you know, I triple threat with Rock, Roman, and Cody, I was off about that.
Well, here's hoping. Let's cheers. Let's hope you're wrong this time, and we get to that for my sanity. But today we're here to run down the full night one, night two card of WrestleMania Extra Large. That's what I'm calling it from now on, because that's the Roman numeral. It's 40.
Well, what you call WrestleMania 30?
I don't know the Roman numeral. I hate Roman numerals. Let's just get this out of the way. I'm stupid, and I'm a normal person.
As a kid, I loved Roman numerals. Like, I knew them up to, like, 40.
See, this explains so much about you.
But it's triple X, by the way. WrestleMania 30. 3X. 10, 10, 10.
Oh. Oh, that's 30. Not 39. Yeah. I don't know what 39 is. Was it XLVI... whatever. See, once it starts going beyond two letters, I'm done. Get out of my face. Don't talk to me. But, so...
what do you want to talk about?
All right. I want to put this out there for those of you who are loyal and listen to this podcast. This is way before the weekend continues and it happens. It's a freight train headed towards either disaster or I'm going to be happy. And we're going to do a reaction podcast. You're going to catch Kalo either very happy or very perturbed. And my friend on the other side of this conversation, I'm not going to give him the time of day right now, but he's going to relish in all that. But yeah, we're here today to give you our predictions for the full WrestleMania 40 card, top to bottom. And of course, we are recording this on Monday before Raw. So again, if there is a match added to the fold somehow, some way.
Wait. Stop the presses. Because I just remember something.
Yes.
There is one match that's not on the match cards that we're looking at. And I think we have to bring that up before.
The Mr. Meaty Invitational, whatever.
No, it's the Andre the Giant Battle Royale. Who's the Mr. Meaty?
I saw a thing online that...
Don't trust everything you see online. That Otis...
No, it's like literally all of like the big dudes in WWE. Like Otis, Bronson Reed, like potentially Braun Strowman, stuff like that. Just man meat all over the place. They're calling it like the meat something. Meat was involved and Ryback wasn't there because meat is not on the table. But yeah, Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Let's start with that. Because I assume that's going to be a thing.
No, that's on SmackDown. It's been announced.
Oh, it's happening on SmackDown. They should do it on Mania. But who am I? I don't want to sit through... What was that one Mania? 12 collective hours?
I don't know.
It was a long one. It started when the sun was up in the sky. And then it didn't end till like 1 the next morning. I just remember that. But...
I'm, I'm, I, I have the match card. I have everyone who's in the match.
Okay.
So we got Cedric Alexander.
Okay.
Ashante Theodonis. Uh-huh. Kid Wilson, Elton Prince, Cameron Grimes, Veer, Sangha, Drew, the Creed Brothers, Ivar, Akira Tozawa, Otis, JD McDonagh, Apollo Crews, Andrade, Ricochet, Chad Gable, Bronson Reed, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Omos.
All right. Because I honestly, I wasn't counting on this match to like happen or, you know, be a thing. I'm going to give you 4 people, I think.
That are going to win it.
Potentially. I think, no doubt, Chad Gable has to be in this conversation.
Oh, yeah, after not giving in Gunther, which was insane.
Who knows? He might weasel his way in. I think Ivar has been talked about within WWE. Like, I don't know where it came from. I'm glad it's happening. Well, but no, like,
it wouldn't be out of nowhere. He's been putting bangers after bangers after bangers matches.
Yeah, so, like, he's obviously in there. I think Andrade is another one we have to consider. At least I consider.
Oh, yeah, somebody brand new, yeah.
And I had one more you mentioned. Can you run by the top 3 people you just said?
Cedric, Ashante Theodonis, Kid Wilson are the first 3.
No, keep going.
Elton Prince.
No.
Cameron Grimes.
No.
Indashir, Severe and Sankey.
No.
Not Sankey, Sangha, whatever his name is. The Creed Brothers.
No.
Ivar.
I said Ivar.
Akira Tozawa.
Akira Tozawa, no.
Otis.
Hey.
JD McDonagh, Apollo Crews, Andrade, Ricochet, Chad.
Well, they might give it to Ricky. I don't know. I'm a big Ricochet fan. That's all I got to say on that matter. But who are you going with? I would assume Chad Gable.
I am going with Chad Gable, but you made a good case for Ivar. He's really good. But I think the one thing is, I feel like DeAndre, if they're putting on SmackDown, you should make it that the winner gets a IC or United, like a mid-card title match of the respective brand. So you can have Gable win it, and then on Monday, because they're not going to put Gunther on night 2. So you have Gable show up on night 1 and be like, hey, I just took out 19 other superstars. Let's go. Because what a way to do that on the night after Mania, where everyone's watching, everyone's suspecting stuff. That'd be a great title change. Night after Mania and give it to Jack Eagle. Because I feel like if any title changes are going to be defended, it's going to be overshadowed by the Bloodline and Cody and Roman.
Oh, no doubt. Like, so, anything happening. Yeah. Unless it's like major. Unless there's like something big.
If it's a major and a 5-star match, then yeah. But I feel like the IC titles and stuff like that, no one's going to remember the outcomes of that matches. So I feel like Chad's going to win it. And then, yeah, so my prediction goes for Chad.
All right. So we both gave Chad, but I'm very indecisive in these things. And
yeah, you always are.
I just like to cast a wide net, okay? Stop judging me. But let's get into the first match.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, one I could really care less about.
Really? I thought he was your guy.
Depends on the day. We're talking about the Final Testament, aka Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain, versus Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. I'm gonna go Final Testament.
I agree with you. They need a big win. Yeah, right. We're on the same page for once.
It's gonna go off so fast.
But, you know, I agree. The Final Testament needs a big win. The Street Profits, I like to call them Her Business 2.0, there's a case for them to get it as well. But, like, I would rather have the Authors of Pain, who just returned, it's like the end of last year into this year.
Also, too, how many times are we going to try with Karrion Kross and just never pull the trigger? This has to be the match where you're like, all right, get a win. Like, this is it.
the thing with the how he was on NXT, if I remember, because I wasn't really watching as much of him in NXT, but he was kind of like undefeated in NXT.
Yeah.
Which made him a threat. And that's like, that was the all allure. And he took that allure away from it. It's like literally Goldberg back in WCW. You took his winning streak away, and then what happened? He became just another guy in the shuffles.
Just another guy in the shuffle. Yeah. But let's move on to Damage Control being Asuka, Dakota Kai, and Kairi Sane versus Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi.
Is this for the title? It's not, because it's 3-on-3. Also, I was wrong. I literally thought we were going to get Jade versus Bianca after that stare there at the Royal Rumble. We were wrong about a lot of things with Solo and Randy, LA Knight and Logan Paul.
But that would have made sense. Again, this is something we've talked about at length here on the podcast. What we propose makes sense. Whatever they're doing now, outside of a few matches, you know what? Just be happy you're getting it.
You know what it is? I think it's to protect Jade Cargill, because maybe she's not ready as much as they want her to be. So it's like, they're like, oh, Bianca, Naomi, and Damage Control can help her.
It also puts Jade Cargill on a big stage. The whole thing I had a problem with of her coming out at the Royal Rumble, and then literally, what was it, 2 months, a month, where you got nothing following. You got her appearing every now and then. I'm going to sign here. I'm going to sign there. And then you have this. It's like, I have to assume we are still getting this Bianca Jade feud. And I think it starts here with Jade or Bianca Miscue, AKA I'm going to take Damage Control in this. And you build the Bianca, because I think that has SummerSlam match written all over it.
I agree. I 100% agree. But unlike you, this isn't the first disagreement we have. I think we have Naomi, Bianca, and Jared Cogger come out on top, because you have Naomi returning as well.
Yeah.
And then you have the big debut of Jade Cogger. I can see it. I could definitely see that match happening with Jade and Bianca, but I can see it going through where Jade's saying, I should be the women's champion. Bianca's like, you just got here. You need to start at the back of the line. Mm-hmm. And that's how you can start that feud going into WrestleMania. So, all right. So both of us have different predictions going on.
The next match, let it be known, now that like we're talking about it, I do see, like, for the sake of proposing something different that actually builds to something fun, I do agree them picking up the win. This is Jade's first like big match and blah, blah, blah. You got to present her like a superstar, having her win at Mania, first Mania. It definitely would do the thing for her, you know, to get the needle moving.
It gets the people going. Another match I don't think which are going to get people going, it's Rey Mysterio in the debuting Dragon Lee's, I say debuting because this is his first match at WrestleMania, versus Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar. It would have made more sense if Bad Bunny was. Bad Bunny has his tour going on. That's why they couldn't do it. But tell me that wouldn't make more sense with Bad Bunny being the pop would be insane too. Because I was like, he's on a tour. How is he going to do that?
I'm going to say there's still a chance Bad Bunny makes an appearance, you know, just for the heck
of
it.
Bad Bunny is the Taylor Swift of the WrestleMania. The Super Bowl had Taylor Swift. WrestleMania has Bad Bunny.
You know, that's a comparison. That is one. I'm just gonna leave it at that. My heart. Where am I? This is tough. You know what? No, it's not tough. Dominic Mysterio, Santos Escobar pick up the win, and I'm gonna call it. Carlito turns on Rey. There's been impending problems in LWO. The look on his face whenever he's like, Dragon Lee, it's like, yo, you could have picked me. I was standing right here. Everyone's been chanting for me.
Can we also say how Dominic pointed to one of the, what was it, Cruz del Toro? He's like the non-Latino.
Oh, Joaquin Wilde. Yeah, he's Filipino. And I was like, oh, snap, he is. Like that reminds me of the Kofi Kingston, Triple H. He's like, you're supposed to be Jamaican.
What's really funny, too, was because in TNA, back in the day, he was like a Jersey Shore kind of guy, which was really funny. And then now he's like, oh, the non-Latino. And he cracked up too. Joaquin Wilder cracked up. He's like, you're not wrong.
It's
like,
not wrong. No. But, so I'm going to take Dom and Santos.
I'm giving Ray and Dragon Lee.
The only reason why I'm saying Dom and Santos...
Because he's saying the Carlito turn. I see that.
No, Ray had the win over Dom last year's Mania. And I think pulling one over on his father, that could be very well a thing. Also, too, let's not forget, Judgment Day Business has been... They've been teasing this breakup. And now it's Dominic on his own dealing with his own little faction warfare.
Yeah.
And he can easily align with Santos and whatever they're doing, Legado de Fantasma.
Yeah.
And there you go. There's a new outlet. But yeah, I'm going. Am I going really two? I'm going three heel teams.
Yeah.
To pick up the wins. Oh gosh, I'm digging myself into a hole.
Yeah, but, you're literally me right now. I would always go for the hill.
Maybe there's a method to the madness that I'm just missing.
I can see where you come from with DeSantos, Escobar, and Dominic Mysterio. But then it's like, if you have Carlito turn heel, do you have him aligned with Santos Escobar after the feud they had? And it was like, granted, also Santos Escobar turned heel after, you know, trying to beat up Dominic. So it's like, anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
This is fun. This is fun because now it's not going to be. Now we don't have the same matches going up. We have opposite directions. So it's cool now. It's really fun.
It's all building towards what I hope happens. But, you know, neither here nor there. Let's move on to the next match on the card. L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
Versus AJ Styles. Now, before we get into this match, I want to ask you something because we've had discussions over the weekend and I need, and I'm sitting up for this. I need to discuss this with you. I've heard rumors that apparently AJ Styles is up for a new theme song as well going into Mania. Now, this man sat here and told me that new version of Kingdom that's lurking somewhere in Downstate's discography, whatever you want to call it, he said that's good. No,
I said it wasn't bad.
But that means it's good.
No, it's not good. I just said it wasn't bad. Because there's been bad theme songs. Superstars who had good theme songs and then they downgraded to bad. There's been bad. I'm not saying it's bad. I can see people be like, oh, okay, it grew on me, blah, blah, blah.
Who knows? It's just the rapping part of that that gets me.
Watch, it's going to be on your playlist at the gym. You're going to be listening to the rap.
Who knows? I have Kingdom on my thing as it stands.
You're going to have the remix, and then you're going to be John Cena from the Firefly Funhouse when he's doing the curls, going super fast. And they're like, adrenaline!
Whatever makes me stronger, honestly. But first of all, I think this is a match we're both in agreement with. I think it has to go this way.
It's both of my guys. Like, I'm
torn. No, stop playing with this idea. You know, you and I both know which way it has to go.
I would like to go one way. I would like to.
We'll do 3, 2, 1, go. On go, we say who we
want. I don't know which one to go. That's the thing.
We're doing it. Ready? Oh, you ready? God. 3, 2, 1, go. LA Knight. Stop playing.
I can't trust the system anymore. I cannot trust the system of LA because AJ comes back. He's on his own. He has his new gimmick.
I don't know what to think of you no more. I'm very...
Triple H broke me on my boy LA Knight.
I can't even speak. I'm going LA Knight. I just know I'm behind him. I'm behind him. I need to see this through. Now, Lord only knows what you're going to say for this match. But
so far, we have you for the Final Testament, Damage Control, Legado de Fantasma, and LA Knight. I got Final Testament, Jay Cargers, Bianca Belair, and Naomi. And I got the LWO and AJ.
Yes.
So far. All right.
Yikes. What a card you got.
Also, Chad Gable with the battle royale, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's on SmackDown. Yeah. Next up, the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship is on the line. Judgment Day versus DIY versus
hashtag
the New
DIY.
Day.
Say what? There's a hashtag there.
Hashtag DIY versus the New Day versus the Awesome Truth versus A Town Down Under versus the New Catch Republic.
What the fuck is the New Catch Republic?
Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne.
Oh.
My boys, NXT UK, repping.
Repping, they couldn't call them Mouse Town Mountain, but okay.
You know, because you need Trent Seven, and he's not there.
No, you have Rich Holland.
I think he retired
no,
or something.
Kayfabe, it's a storyline.
I can't tell no more. I'm too weak-minded. But,
You had a fun theory going into this match.
What did I have?
You had like one superstar grabbing the Raw belt and the other one.
Oh, yeah. I would like that to happen. But you go. I gave my LA Knight thing. What do you?
Oh, we went at the same time.
We can do 3-2-1 and then just...
Nah. Give it all. This is a hard one. But the story, the way it's going, I'm going to go with Awesome Truth.
I'm going to go Awesome Truth as well.
Awesome.
I would like DIY to win here.
So now we gave our predictions. If it goes that way, where one team grabs one and the other one, what are the two teams that you're saying is grabbing one belt and one's grabbing the other one?
I would say Awesome Truth and DIY.
All right, so you know what? If that happens, I'll give you the win on that prediction.
Then who are you saying? Who are the?
No, I'm just saying Awesome Truth. I don't think they're gonna separate the titles like that. It makes sense. It'd be a smart way to do it.
Yeah.
But,
this would be like my one up. Look at you being nice. Look at you being nice.
And then you said Awesome Truth and who?
DIY split. DIY.
So both babyface is winning the titles.
Yes.
Wow, no heels.
Well, judging by my card build, I gotta go face. So I gotta balance out the force somehow. Next up,
we got the Usos finally going around. Even though you know it was supposed to happen in Payback, and Rikishi kind of left that. They did a good job keeping them away for such a long time, but then also causing Jay every title match he had.
You know, soul for soul. That's what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah. Started at SummerSlam, then the tag titles, then the IC title.
Yeah. All right.
And it's not Bloodline rules. This match or the AJ and LA should have been at least an Extreme Rules match because they're in Philadelphia.
This should have been Tribal Combat.
Yeah.
I personally think this match, out of all the matches there, should have been Tribal Combat, just for the fact it's two tribe members, quote-unquote, going at each other, two brothers, and when you think of, like, the penultimate, like, monumental moment, this would be it. Two twin brothers, Mania, you know, the Bloodline storyline, like, everything coming to a head. I think this is where you should have done something to be like, hey, like, this is the little extra on top.
So, you agree, though, I feel like it should have been, like, you know, that's all LA and AJ should have been an Extreme Rules match, right?
If I had to pick between the two of which one got the special, like, stipulation, I think the Jimmy-Jay match should have had it. I don't think that needs it. Like, this feels like a match... You know when they said last year at Mania, they were like, yeah, we're going to get LA Knight on the card. This is what it feels like, even though he should be in the United States title match. But I don't make the rules here. I don't.
Who does? Who does make the rules? Who does make
honestly,
the rules?
I don't know. Whoever it does hates me because they made me suffer for 2 years straight now. But here we are. Here we are. We might be going on three, and that'll push me over the edge. Very much. That would. Believe me. You laugh, but next week, this day, on this day, I will not be seeing clearly if what happens happens. So I'm just putting it out there. I'm going to be insufferable.
I'm going with Jay.
Okay. Well, I'm going with Jay too.
Jay needs this win. Watch it give us Jimmy. They're like, oh, Jimmy needs something at least.
Yeah, there's something with the main event, but we can hash that out once we get there. You know,
I want to call, if this isn't the match you're gonna say, I want to say I call this.
The U.S. championship match?
Yep, I called it. I was like, either it's going to be a tag match or it's going to be a triple threat.
I mean, hey, I'm glad we're here. I'm glad it has the participants it has.
Oh, yeah.
It's just missing a person. You know, no big deal. No big deal. I'm not hurt by it. It's okay. I'm okay. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm fine.
Okay. Good, good, good. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. But he's talking about the U.S. championship match. Logan Paul, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens. Triple threat.
Yes.
All right. I want to give, like we gave for the tag match, like my prediction versus my heart. Prediction here.
Wait, so what was your heart prediction for the tag title?
Remember, it was like, oh, DIY, they split.
No, I thought your heart prediction was Awesome Truth just winning it.
No, I think Awesome Truth is winning it, the match, like, clean. Like, that's my prediction. But part of Kevin Owens, I think, deserves the U.S. title if we're talking about just the competitors within this match.
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing to take away from Randy Orton, because Randy Orton's Randy Orton. Yeah. But in the long term, actually, no, because I'm thinking long term. I'm thinking long term.
Well, you also think that Randy just came back from a life-threatening injury, too. He needs a big win.
I'm not even factoring in that, but yeah. What I'm about to say, remember, we literally just said it a few moments ago. This would be the perfect avenue for Solo Sikoa to get a singles title. And who better to beat than Randy Orton as your United States champion?
Yeah.
Oh. Damn. Well, I think either way, Logan Paul is losing.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Get him out of here.
I'll go Randy. You know what?
Randy? You know what? As you were talking.
You're going to pivot.
I'm going to pivot because as you were talking, it came to my mind. Give me Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens could do the open challenge for the U.S. title because AEW is doing it with the TNT title with Edge. So, and I feel like we haven't seen that in a while on SmackDown, so give it Kevin Owens with the open challenge. He could do the American gimmick he had because that was such a great gimmick he had.
It was. Yeah. I think this is one of the matches where it's like, no matter who wins, like, you're kind of good. Like, there's no quote-unquote bad outcome.
Either night one or night two, this has to be the first match of the card.
Yes. I think this is a night one match.
Because I can see the tag titles also being a night one or night two opener, but this U.S. title with the three people that are in it has to be the first match of the night.
Yeah, definitely. Because I don't see the IC title being an opener. Your opener. Yeah, no. Because it was that 1 year and it felt great. Yeah. But I think there's like more, it's like a bigger fight feel here versus other matches for the IC title at least. So I'm going Randy, you're going Kevin Owens.
Yep.
All right, that brings us to our next big match. Honestly, one I'm looking forward to.
Not so much anymore because who's in it. We have the Intercontinental Championship match, Gunther versus Sami Zayn.
I want to ask you, since you're indifferent about who's in it, do you think they put Sami Zayn in this only for the fact Gunther could win here and there won't be a problem?
Yes, I feel like if Sami wins it, there might be a riot.
I only say that because you and I both know what I'm going to say for the main event. Cody has to win, but this is a reign I can see going past Mania, him breaking all the record and doing, he already broke it though, didn't he, Gunther?
Yeah, he broke it. And also the thing is, unlike Roman's reign, this reign isn't feeling stale. It's not feeling tired because the matches are incredible that he's putting on.
Yeah, and you can obviously have Ilya come up. I would like it to have gone to someone who could use a championship win like
Chad
this.
Chad Gable, the next Kurt Angle.
Yep. I'm right there with you. But I'm going to ask you, who wins here? Gunther, Sami Zayn?
Gunther.
All right, well, I'll go Gunther too, since you're going Gunther. Support the boy. Support the lad.
The only real ones know him as Walter back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to do the underdog story with Sammy because the Rocky feel and all that. But it was like, it's not your story. This isn't your story.
Also, too, if the cards fall right, Sami Zayn could occupy some time somewhere else in the card. Spoiler, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. No.
Oh, 100%. But here's the thing is, I feel like Gunther, there's two ways. Because I said Chad was winning the Battle Royale, and then you can have him face Gunther and Raw. Or Gunther squashes Sami Zayn, because this whole storyline is that Sami isn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
Gunther's taunting over Sami, blah, blah, blah. Out comes Chad Gable. Let's do a match now. And then Chad wins that. And then you can have set up a Chad versus Sami, kind of like how Hulk Hogan did it with Bret Hart at WrestleMania 9.
Yeah.
Where Bret lost and then Hogan came and he took it. So you can have Chad win and then you can have Sami be like, you stole my moment. And Chad was like, well, you weren't ready like I was telling you. And you can set up that feud going on.
So that's how about a little twist on the story? He wins the Battle Royal, goes into Mania like the day of or whatever, like the hours leading up to Mania. And there's like an altercation between Chad Gable and Gunther backstage. Chad Gable is then inserted into the match.
I'll be okay with that. If it means that Chad wins at Mania, then yes.
But if that's the case, let's just say that happens.
Yeah.
We'll both go Chad Gable.
Okay.
Just putting it out there because Lord only knows what happens.
There's a lot of heart in these matches, our predictions that we're doing.
Ain't that the truth? It's got to give at some point, please.
Lord. So we're in agreement. The hearts are worth 2 points if we get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Next up, the Women's World Championship is on the line. Mommy versus the Man, Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch.
I honestly thought that they would put Liv Morgan the way they were teasing it up. They might even do it on this episode of Raw.
Yeah. I feel like we'll insert an audio clip if need be, but hopefully not. We talked about this match before. I think this is still a match Rhea could win, and again, there wouldn't be a problem.
I mean, it's the same thing with Seth before this whole Drew thing. It was feeling stale.
Yes.
Yeah. Granted, they weren't doing much with it. And with that, unlike with Seth, it started picking back up after the Shinsuke feud with the Drew McIntyre and all that. but like, it's okay. Like, you know, Becky Lynch is the man. I mean, you call this match. You called it right, Ashley. Like, you know, first you said it was Bianca. You're like, oh, they're teasing Bianca. And yeah, then leading up to the Rumble, you're like, it's going to be Becky. But I could see.
I have a stipulation around this match.
I have a heart for this match. But I'm going to go with Rhea winning the singles match.
Okay.
But I could feel like the episode of Raw, Liv could sneak in and make it a triple threat. And then my heart's going to go with Liv.
Okay.
Winning Rhea.
Okay. I think what this match depends on is where they want to take Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think the idea of, you know, a Damian Priest cash-in, a successful one. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, let's go back. Dom loses. Finn and Damian lose the tag titles. And Rhea loses the World Heavyweight Championship.
And only Dom winning his match. And your predictions.
In my predictions. Winning. But I'm also saying, let's just say all Judgment Day members lose. Even Dom. And then let's say Damian cashes in and he has the gold on, let's say he cashes in on Seth Rollins. If they want to do that route of like Damian walks in, goes, I'm the only one who went into Mania and got the job done and all of you, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think that's depending on what they want to do here. Yeah. I agree. Rhea's reign has been very stagnant, very just whatever. Again, I think if she wins here, I don't see a problem because I think challengers like Liv, like Jade Cargill,
Jade Cargill's on SmackDown. Unless the draft changes that up.
We don't follow those rules. Bianca, too. And let's not forget Money in the Bank going to be coming up, too. So we're here. We're here to just kind of do whatever. I'm going to go with Rhea retaining.
Rhea retaining. All right, Todd. This is the only time I will back up Rhea. Mommy, as much as I don't like her, this is the only time.
This one's got my head spinning, honestly, because, like, I can see we can live in a world where Becky wins, and it's like, whatever. Like, you know, hey.
We have a world that Liv wins Monday Night Raw. Mm-hmm. Now, Adam Pearce would be like, all right, we're going to make this a triple threat of Mania.
That is true. That is true.
So we have another match that's now, because of the Damage Control being in a tag match, has me all effed up in the head. Io Sky versus Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have going in?
Bayley.
You think Bayley's gonna win it?
I only say Bayley, and again, this ties into heel versus face dynamics here. If Rhea retains, I think having two heel champions still is kind of meh. Also, too, Io's reign, as short as it's been, like, it just kind of happened. Again, like, what has she done? Like, I don't...
That's true.
And Bayley, too. Bayley's been killing it, you know? This opens up the door again. And you could say the same thing with Rhea. New set of competitors, new set of matches, new stories. Again, like, it just circles back to who's holding the title. So, I'm going to go Bayley.
I will go Bayley with the help of Dakota Kai.
Ooh. All right. I see you.
Because granted, Dakota Kai hasn't gone physical with Bayley.
True.
She just walked out. She walked out as a tag and have Damage Control attacker. Dakota has yet to lay a finger on Bayley, and you can say, oh, she's not clear. She's in a tag match.
Yeah, so she wouldn't be in that match if she was hurt.
So, like, I feel like there is, like, how Damage Control try to put one over Bayley with, you know, speaking Japanese, making fun of her. You can have be like, oh, because remember when Io Sky came up, they were saying something, and Dakota Kai was the translator for Bayley. You can have, like, oh, Dakota Kai was the one who taught me Japanese, blah, 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 and all that.
So it all boils down to translation.
Translation. It's all about the destination and how we get there.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going Bayley. I'm sticking to it. There's nothing really to expand on there. Yeah. Next up, the question. Do we want to go tag match and then the two world, because I feel like trickles into these.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about the tag team match, which I'm surprised they're not labeling the greatest WrestleMania tag team match ever.
You know what? If Vince was in charge, that's what it would have been called.
If they would have had a t-shirt ready. Yeah. Also, too, Cody T's new merch. You best believe my credit card is on WWE Shop, ready to buy. Buy high, sell low.
You got that red shirt. The blood, not the red shirt, the blood shirt of King, the new one, right? With his blood on it.
He teased it on his Instagram. I don't know if it's up. But those two, he did two of them.
Oh, I only saw one of them.
And I'll probably be wearing them and crying at the same time because he probably won't finish his story. I don't know. Let's not be negative. Let's talk about this tag match.
Let's not be negative. You're the one who was like, oh, he's not winning the Royal Rumble.
See, this is what happens. This is the road to WrestleMania takes a toll. That's why I'm bald. That's why I got one white hair in my beard. This is why. Because WWE, you know, it just happens. Let's talk about the tag match, because we've talked about it before at length, but I want to know, who do you have winning?
Roman and Rock.
We're in agreement. Okay.
Roman and Rock.
I think that is the only logical way.
Do you think Seth walks out?
This is my problem. This has been my problem, because they proposed this idea. They said, oh, Cody can't trust Seth because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, at the same time, too, I feel if there was going to be that Seth Rollins turn, I think a bigger moment for it to happen is whenever they do the Avengers Endgame in the main event, where Seth attempts to turn on Cody. And Cody calls that out, too.
Real talk, I was typing in the note in our notes for our predictions, and I hit the tester speech, and it picked up your audio, so it was just saying,
look at that.
What would happen? So
I'm one with technology. But I'm going to go, like what we're saying, Rock, Roman, win. Now, part of me wants to say this is a clean win, but it's not going to be. There's going to be something. There's going to be someone. I don't know. Solo Sikoa is definitely going to get involved because he's not been on this card at all, nor mentioned at all through any point in all this. And yeah, a Seth Rollins turn does make sense too in this match, only for the fact, what could be the reason why Rock and Roman win? Well, I think that turn would cause it, but I just can't get behind Seth Rollins turning on Cody.
The night after Mania 2, where, surprise, goes to my prediction, if Seth loses, you could blame that on Cody and start that feud.
For the title over the summer? Hmm. My only gripe about that, we've gotten Seth versus Cody so many times, and it's like, all right.
Well, now both of them are different now. Both of them have proved, because you could have said, like, Seth was like, oh, I underestimated you. Nah, that won't be again. Because you had a Hell in a Cell, and I feel like the only logical thing to do is either two matches, a Iron Man match or a Last Man Standing match.
Oh, this thought just popped in my head, too. In the background on, I think it was either SmackDown or Raw last week.
Man was not paying attention to me. He just zoned out. He's like, I had to.
I had to sift through the archives. There's a lot going on up here. Drew McIntyre was seen talking to Paul Heyman in the background. Drew can easily appear during this match and be like, you got to be focused on me, Seth. Boom. Cost. Seth and Cody the match.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going. We're sticking to Rock Roman winning this match at least.
Yeah.
All right. That leads us, I guess, let's just touch on it since I think we're both in agreement here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre.
I feel like Sami should have been in this match.
Yes.
It made more sense for Sami to be in this match with the feud with Drew McIntyre going on. That's Sami's story right there. The fact that Punk got injured, you could have just put Sami in there and made that into a triple threat. I'm seeing there's a pattern. There's a lot of triple threats. I've been saying Io and Rhea, and now this one.
You know, that's just the way it goes. But
I said Io and Rhea. Well, pause. I said Io and Rhea. I mean Rhea Bailey. Liv.
There you go. Yeah. You got it. You got it.
I got there.
I think both in agreement, Drew should win this match.
This is Drew crowning achievement right here.
Let's just hope Broken Dreams
comes back. I honestly,
the full thing, not this stupid Clash at the Castle thing they try to pull, where it's like the first 2 seconds. I need that full walk down, homie.
Oh, I need that, because it fits his character 100%. What is yours is now mine.
Yeah,
he teased it on Twitter back in the when he was first feuding with Seth. Also, I was gonna say something. I just had it. Don't get old. I lost my train of thought.
Well, I'll pose this question to you. Do we get the cash in?
No.
No. No. The only way I think we get a cash in is if Seth is going to retain. Mm-hmm. But I would love for Drew to win here. So
it has to be his crowning achievement, because he didn't have it at WrestleMania 35. This is his moment.
Plus, he's been doing great. So, I mean, again, you open the door for Sami Zayn to go.
Oh, Punk, when he gets back, you have that Punk. Right mm-hmm. there.
Do you have everything lined up? Again, if you switch champions right there. All right, so I guess we'll transition to my crowning achievement. Again, I'm making this about me. Honestly, I don't know if you're gonna hear this, but Cody...
Wow, shocker. Shocker.
It's crazy, right?
Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that? You sure you don't want to go Punk? You know, you had him winning the Rumble.
Imagine. No, hold on. All right, Mr. I call my shot on everything. I've been waiting. This has been my build up. What's your grand plan over there? I need to know now.
All right. So first, because I'm calling my shot, it's going to be my...
This is it. This is your shot.
No, my shot's going to be my heart pick. So.
No, this defines your legacy right now. This.
No. If anything, last year defined my legacy, because everyone had Cody winning.
Fair. Everyone but this has been a 2-year build, so this is on you now.
All right, so Cody, But,
oh gosh,
leaving WrestleMania, Damian Priest cashes in.
That's been the one thing that's been haunting me.
Because he hasn't teased it in such a long time. He could have teased it on Seth, because Seth was quote unquote injured for a couple of weeks. You could have taken him off right there and then. And then if Seth got cleared, that could have been your WrestleMania match right there. But they didn't tease it at any time. The last time they teased it was at War Games. So... Cody wins it. Damian Priest comes in, cashes. It's Bloodline rules too, so Cody's not going to be 100%. So you have Damian Priest comes in, cashes in. It's not your story. I'm calling my shot. Damian Priest cashes in and walks out of WrestleMania 40 as your new undisputed WWE Championship.
What makes it even worse? And even more of a realm of possibility.
Before you say that, when you were saying that you could see Damian winning it, cashing it out on Seth and Drew, I covered my mouth. I'm laughing. I'm like, that's not what I'm going for.
Yeah. What makes it even worse? The last few cash-ins, it was Austin Theory doing it on the mid-card title. Was he successful?
No, he wasn't.
Again, that's my problem. He wasn't successful. It's almost like this has to be a successful cash in. And if he's walking down that ramp to cash in on Cody, it's happening. That's the worst part. And I want Damian to be a world champion. You and I both know I've been on this wave of Damian Priest. I think he's a bona fide star.
And what a way to do it. What a way to make him a mega heel.
The heat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like the worst place to do it is Philadelphia, because remember when Rock or Roman won the Rumble thanks to The Rock?
It was like a deadly environment. Yeah, you want that faith. You want that heat. You have Cody do it. The confetti's, there can't be confetti's and all, but everyone's coming down. Cody's laying down on the floor, dead, hold the title. And then all you hear is Judgment Day's music coming down, cashing it in, and saying that this wasn't about your story. Never was. It was about my story and winning it at WrestleMania. Because this is the closest WrestleMania you're going to have for Damian Priest near New York. He's from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That is still on the table 1,000%.
That's my prediction.
It could very well happen. The only reason why I'm saying Seth here is, what do you want to do for competitors for that title? Like, who would go after Damian?
You have all the faces go after Drew.
So, like, what? Like, LA Knight?
No, LA Knight. It also depends on the draft, because the draft is going to be happening after Mania.
They don't care about the draft.
Yes, they do.
Get that thing out of your head. We've been through this.
The draft matters. Why do you think Cody? It took Cody winning the Rumble to go challenge for the title.
That's like the one time a year the rule actually applies.
And Cody stayed on Raw for the majority of it when he wasn't tag champions. He stayed on Raw. Unless Roman invited him to come over to SmackDown, he'd just jump over the barrier. He's like, oh, I'm going to do it.
So I think what we're saying here is a Damian Priest cash-in will go down on Sunday. It's just a matter of who.
No, we know who. It's gone Cody.
That's the problem, too, because it's like the story of his father was given the championship. Yeah, he held it up.
Taken away. That's exactly how it is, like father, like son.
The only, like,
because much Cody's story, it all trickles down is, as much as I say, it's not Cody's story to be Roman, and everyone's like, oh, it is Cody's story to be Roman. Here it is. You haven't beat Roman. You haven't won the title. His story's complete. His Cinderella story's complete. And then there comes Damian Priest shattering that Cinderella story.
Damn. I just picture Sunday, like, I'm gonna be in the middle of texting you in all caps, he finally did it, and then the next message is just gonna be a jumbled mess of letters.
No, it's gonna be the logo of the trademark of WWE. You're like, oh, thank God. And then what happened?
It's a black. I don't want to see it. Oh, that's gonna be tough. That's gonna be a tough pill to swallow. Because, like, yeah, it worked.
For Cody
wins, and he does it, but
he finishes the story. Damn. He does it.
Damn.
Yo, Audrey, I did it!
Do you think Bad Bunny is, like, part of this Infinity War story they're going with? Maybe he's...
Not
please?
At all.
Please?
Not at all.
Oh. Well,
you think Damian Priest tries to stop... Bad Bunny tries to stop Damian Priest?
If we're going all out, or hey, I told you this.
Dusty comes back from the heavens.
Gold Dust, Dominic Toretto. Dominic Toretto is going to be out there. Dominic Toretto is going to be out there. I'm telling you, Dominic Toretto is going to be out there. You think I'm joking? If we're going big for WrestleMania. I'm talking star power.
You know, if they're doing big, they could do the Sting treatment, where you had his sons dressed up as different variants of Sting. You get people dressed up as Legacy Cody, Dashing Cody, Undashing Cody, Stardust. And, like, you know how WrestleMania 25, where all the Cenas came out? You can have that for his special treatment. Because Cody didn't have a special entrance last year at WrestleMania, and that's when I told you, when Roman had the whole piano, I texted you, I'm like, Roman's winning.
Yeah, he
had that whole special entrance coming in.
Now, I guess to kind of like cross our T's, dot our I's here, one, does Rocky turn on Roman during the main event?
Of the world title match?
This championship match.
And then that's how, I was going to say, thank you for reminding me. That happens, You tease that for WrestleMania 41. The same thing how they did with Rock and Cena, where Roman Rock cost Cena the title. You have Rock do that to Roman, and then you tease that up for Crown Jewel, because Crown Jewel is coming up. That's the next pay-per-view. I would rather have that for the WrestleMania 41, but knowing WWE and their money, they're going to put that as a Crown Jewel main event.
Okay.
Well, we had Rock for a long time. He's not doing movies anymore. He's the CEO of TKO.
Yeah, he's the final boss. Yeah. I guess also, too, this happened last Monday on Raw. The shot of Stone Cold and Cena on the production trucks. Do you think they appear?
People are reading way into that, but if it is the end game, then I can see it happening.
Yeah.
Kind of like how like NWO DX or WrestleMania 31, where it was Sting versus Triple H going at it.
Because I can see Sammy coming down to the ring as almost a guarantee. I can see Jay coming down to the ring, almost a guarantee. Randy's out there too, because these guys have problems with the bloodline, and if this is the downfall. Yeah, who else?
Umaga. You said you weren't paying attention. I was like,
hey, there's people that have problems. LA Knight, like,
yeah.
It just depends how far they want to take.
Oh, well, but wait, does that tarnish Cody winning the title if it takes everybody on the main roster that has got men done dirty by the bloodline? It takes the whole roster to take the title off Roman. You think that tarnishes Cody's winning the title?
No, only for the fact, like, on paper, it looks like that because it's like, oh, Roman always had to win with interference. Now Cody does.
Yeah.
But again, storyline wise, not just Cody's story. If we're talking about capitalizing on everyone who's been wronged by the bloodline, if this is the match they're going to pull the trigger that Roman loses, the man who has orchestrated this whole thing, who has cost multiple people, being Jay, Randy, Sammy, all that stuff, that would be the moment. Now, do you think, in retrospect, does Seth Rollins come down to the ring and turn on Cody?
Yeah, I can see that as well, too. I can see the heel tour happening there and then move Seth over to Cody's ring. That's what I said. But at the end, it only matters at the end of the night who wins the title. But Damian Priest.
That makes me ill. I can't think about it. But as
okay,
of
right, so wait, go ahead. I was going to say something before you.
No, as of right now, I have Cody finishing the story. We both
so
do.
So do I. I have Cody finishing the story as well.
And that damn screen better fade to black, and I better see him on Raw. Monday Night Raw with that yellow title, and then him saying, you know what, this title symbolizes blah blah blah, throw that in the trash, and here is the new shiny world championship.
The speed title,
which that's a whole other thing
going down now. So we have Kalo going for the final testament. I have going for the final testament. You have damage control. I have Team Face. I'm not going to say the three names.
Yeah.
Then we got, you got Legado, Santos Escobar, Dominic Mysterio.
The heels.
I have Rey and LA, Dragon Lee. You have Austin Truth. And then with the double points on the line, you have Austin Truth and DIY winning. I just have Austin Truth winning. You have Jay. I have Jay. You have Randy. I have Kevin. You have Gunther with Chad. As well, Gunther with the 1.2. If Chad comes down, I have Gunther winning, Chad for the 2. You have Mommy winning. I have Mommy with Liv being a triple threat, making it 2 points. You have Bayley. I have Bayley. You have Roman and Rock for the tag titles. I have Roman and The Rock. I have Drew. You have Drew. You have Cody finishing the story. I have Cody finishing the story with the cash in with Damian Priest.
I don't know what to say. You know what? At this point, I'm just going to enjoy the ride. You know what?
I feel like that was you with last year. You're like, there's no way. You're a set in stone.
I'm enjoying the ride. You know what?
Are you? I feel like you're on the edge of your seat right now. You're like, oh, God.
I'm gripping my chair. Like, I have a firm grip on the handle. Just WWE, take me for the ride. Do whatever we're doing. Because that's where we're going. We're doing it. We're here. It's Mania. It's time.
It's WrestleMania. Shoe up.
That's what's going to play in my mind whenever I see Cody getting pinned. The 1-2-3 for the cash in.
This is Disneyland dance. I'm going to send you this on Snapchat. WrestleMania. Shoe up.
As he leaves the room. But that about does it here for the Get Comfy Podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed. This show goes live every single week on iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Bleav Podcast Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only BKS, and we'll see you guys next time.